The Kremlin saying that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. I'm now joined by Andrew K.P. Leung, who is an international and independent China strategist from Hong Kong. Andrew, what could this meeting be? I mean, after the failure of the Washington, I mean, Trump and, let's say, President Kim's meeting. And now Kim is turning to Moscow. What could be the agenda of those talks?
After the unexpected kind of last-minute break-off, I think that the Kim was rather disappointed. And of course, the Kim had been, trying to get support from Beijing, but it didn't seem to work. So he's now turning to Russia and trying to have more backing. Additionally, it was. Also, Kim is trying to test a kind of short-range missiles as a shot across the bow of the United States. But I think that the fact remains that, according to Kim, President Trump still wants the deal. But it is that some of his hawkish advisors at the last minute spoil the game. And so he's now turning to Russia as to put more kind of rearing up more support so as to strengthen his negotiating position.
And Andrew, how do you see the, do you think, do you believe that the talks between the US and North Korea, those so-called denuclearization talks, will they go on?
I think that it's quite likely that both sides meet again because. Even President Trump was saying that he still, look forward to another meeting. And basically, it is nothing for President Trump if the deal if there is no deal with North Korea, then he would be seen as a kind of failure, and that's not very good for his position. In advance of his next presidential election, so he wants to have a deal under his belt. As far as the Kim is concerned, he obviously wants a deal so as to further his economy, to further to strengthen the legitimacy of his regime. And after all, he has already got his insurance policy, which is unlikely to give up. The insurance policy being. The ability to deliver missiles which can threaten the United States. But then he's in addition to that to the missile weaponry he wants more geopolitical and also diplomatic backing in addition to Beijing. Now he's now turning to Russia.
Now, Andrew, you know, one last question quickly. You know that Pyongyang asking for guarantees and safeguards. They want to make sure if they do away with what they've been working on for long years, what they will be getting in return. But the U.S. doesn't seem to be a trustworthy partner to those talks. Will denuclearization ever happen, in your opinion?
I think that it's not black as simple as that. After all, the United States has got to conclude deals, the Trump administration, I mean, with other countries, one way or the other, even though the Trump administration is not always noted for their consistency. But it doesn't mean that negotiations with other countries cannot take place. Like it or not, you have to come to terms with the Trump administration and see that what would likely to benefit President Trump, what would benefit President Trump, of course, is, as I said, a deal under his belt, and that's good for his re-election prospects. But as far as the North Korea is concerned, obviously, the deal would. Will thaw the relationship between two Koreans, and above all, would boost the his economic development as a further shoring up the legitimacy of his regime. So I think that there are common grounds on both sides, and they overwhelmed the deal. But as I said, the deal the negotiations broke off at the last minute because of some hawkish elements in Trump administration.
Yeah, but the problem is Trump himself, because he simply leaves any deals. He can come up with a deal, but he simply leaves them with no reason, like NAFTA, like the Iranian nuclear deal. Anyway, we're out of time. Thank you for your comments, Andrew K.P. Leung, international and independent China strategist, who joined us from Hong Kong.